All right. Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Your Meat is Taint. I'm your host, Kevin. Yeah, he is. Anyways, sorry if we talk slowly. We're eating Wegmans Salted Virginia Peanuts.
Sponsored. This episode is sponsored today by Salted Virginia Peanuts.
Actually, it's not.
My mom bought them.
Actually, it's not. That is not our sponsor because we got an actual sponsor.
That's right.
Yep. Her name, well, actually, the sponsor is Kears Vlogs. Mm-hmm. It's a Snapchat vlogging channel.
How do you spell that?
KIRSTVLOGZ. Kears Vlogs.
Okay.
Yep. Little background about Kirsten, I guess. I met her last year when I was hanging with Leo and Jimmy.
Which no one knows who that is, but that's fine.
Yep. She likes Leo. And now her and Leo are dating. And I see her every weekend because she comes every weekend. And she calls 911 every weekend.
What?
For no reason, and it's dumb. And she crashes her car she gets, because she gets cars every year.
That's kind of like Leo.
Yeah. That's so why they're made for, yeah, that's they're, why they're perfect for each other. So, yeah. Shout out Kirsten Buschka.
Buschka.
Is our sponsor.
Thank you,
she
Kirsten.
She is Jewish, so, by the way.
Okay.
I don't think that matters.
We don't discriminate.
We just like to give a lot of background.
Cool.
So, all
right, well, thank you. So go give her, if that's what you're into, go
subscribe to her vlogging channel,
Snapchat,
which is on Snapchat, so you can't really subscribe to it, but
so just add her. So there you go.
All yeah. Right. So we're gonna review lyrics today for our first segment.
Okay.
We're gonna review a song by Tyler the Creator called Yonkers.
Yonkers.
Yep. All right. Let's look up the lyrics.
So
okay. Oh, perfect.
There's a lot of swearing. So okay.
Okay.
So do you want to bleep it out while I read it?
No. All right. Let's review the second verse. Okay. It says.
No, I don't think we should. We're family friendly.
I'm a triceratops.
Triceratops.
So, Reptar. So, for everyone who doesn't know, triceratops are dogs.
All right, anyway. So, so we went to New York City. Let's talk a little bit about that, Tim. What was New York City like?
That was a terrible day, but great for the memories.
That's right. So, we started off.
Okay.
I wanted to go on the ferry to get there. There's several ways you can get to New York City.
We gotta start from the very beginning.
What's
we gotta tell the whole story. So, it's 11 o'clock, or like 10:39 probably, and I'm about to go on a hike or a run. I don't know which. And I get a call from Grant. He's like, "Hey, Timmy. All
right.
You wanna go to New York?"
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, man, let me call Kev. And I was like, yo, Kev, you want to go to New York? And Kev was like, yeah, man. So we plan that out. Well, actually, we don't plan it out because we have no plan. New York.
We never have any plans.
Yep. We just met up in Portland, got in Kyle's car, went to a train station. All right, let's talk about the train station.
Screw the train
station. Orange County train station is the worst train station.
Orange, New Jersey. Don't ever go.
Yeah. Yep. It took probably
like 2 hours to find a parking spot.
Yeah, because the train station's parking spot only has like 12 parking spots. And then there's no parking garages.
Like,
so,
for like 3 miles. And
yeah.
We're not walking 3 miles.
Yeah.
We had all our camera gear and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We were going to make a movie. We never really did, but.
Oh, yeah, we didn't. But we found a park that was like 2 miles away. 1.5 mile?
Yeah.
I don't know. 1.5 to 2 miles away. So we parked there, and we booked it to the train station with all, like, our camera gear and whatever. Like, Kevin had the
biggest, I had my,
yeah,
my, like, suitcase, essentially, and a big old tripod.
Yeah, like,
it was just not a fun time.
It was me, Kyle, Grant, and Tyrus, and Kevin, and then Kevin was, like, 2 blocks behind us because he was just...
'Cause you guys sprinted in. I'm like, yeah. I cannot run with this. Like, do you see me right now?
Didn't want to miss a train, you know?
Which we never would have, even if we walked. We wouldn't have, because we were early. We were, like, 10 minutes early.
Oh, yeah.
The train was, like, 5 minutes late, but still. Yeah,
that's true.
Anyway, so we get on the train.
Uh-huh.
Good Ooh. Thing Grant knew that we had, like, a connecting train, because otherwise we would have just rode that sucker and missed it. Missed Penn.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we get to New York City. It's all fine and dandy. We get there, walking around. We go to Bryant Park.
First thing we do is get $1 pizza.
That's right. Yeah, we got lunch at the $1. That's like my favorite thing.
That was the best thing ever.
That is, yeah, I mean.
The dough was perfect. It was like a cloud.
Yeah. It was $1 pizza. Like, you know,
yeah.
It was not like. You know, you get what you pay for, but I mean,
it was
honestly,
$1
pizza. You get better than what you pay for, really.
But it was borderline the best pizza I ever had, so.
Borderline. Yeah, I mean, but it's like, it's literally like $1 pizza. Like, you just go in, you put $1
yeah.
bill on the, it's not like, ooh, $1 and
no tax, like,
9 cents.
Yeah.
Like, it's taxes included, so it's convenient. You just pop it on the counter and you walk away with a piece of pizza and it's just the
yeah.
best thing. I mean, I would, if I lived in New York City, I would get that for lunch probably every day.
I would.
And I would be like,
I'd get tubby,
300 pounds. Yeah,
but I'd be happy chubby because I'm eating $1 pizza.
Yeah.
So they probably like, how much does it cost to make a pizza, dude?
It's like 60 cents. I like watch some video on it. It's like,
oh, really?
60 cents to make, but
so
because
they're making a 40 cent profit.
Yeah, which isn't a lot, but it's about the volume.
But so many people come.
Exactly. It's
so
more
they're
volume.
They're
versus,
making their money.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
After
that,
we just kind of walked around. I tried to do some video. I recorded some crackhead. That was fun. That guy, remember when we first got off Penn Station, that guy was just, like, there.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's the thing I love about New York City, though, is because, like, you could just be, like, naked and just running around and no one would care.
This guy was, like...
He was zonked.
He was, I don't know, he was effed up.
Yeah,
that's...
he was crazy.
Yeah.
He wasn't really, like, doing anything, like, annoying anyone. He was kind of, like, there, like, shirtless, old.
He looked
gross.
Like a zombie, pretty
yeah,
much, like,
he
dead.
He had no
dead.
Brain cells anymore.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah,
yeah,
we avoided him when we walked to, we went to Bryant Park, went to Times Square, you know, the touristy
places.
The
thing about this was we brought all our camera gear and we're like focused on making something or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had no plan. And we went to New York City and had no plan. Like
no plan.
We're
Which,
like,
I mean,
right.
It was so much fun, though. Like,
yeah, it was
I had a
fun.
Blast. Like, I just love, you know, walking around and just, you know, being in New York City. I just love it. Love the atmosphere.
Yeah.
But
that was fun.
We'll probably go another time, just probably me and you. And, we'll
and
plan
make
a
plan.
Yeah. Because I need to start making films.
Yeah, we need to drop some more content.
There's a lot of possibilities being in New York City. So that was also where we took our photo of females of the future with the shirts we got at the dollar store.
Oh, yeah, Times Square. I'm going to, when we upload this, I'll post it to my Instagram story.
Yeah, and I would post it to...
So you can all see.
I'd post it to the Tainted Meat Experience Instagram, but guess who still is has a disabled account? The Tainted Meat Experience, because apparently I violated the terms and still hasn't been appealed yet, but whatever, we're
yeah.
working on it.
I guess tainted isn't a nice word.
I mean, there are certainly a lot worse usernames, though.
Like Taint Meat.
Tainted Meat.
Tainted Meat sounds fine, but Taint Meat, that's like...
Taint Meat.
That is inappropriate.
That is gross.
Like, if we found a podcast named Taint Meat Experience...
I'll sue him for copyright.
Report them because that's inappropriate.
It's inappropriate.
But if I found a podcast called The Tainted Meat Experience, I'd be like, oh, wow.
Okay. You know,
that's
more understanding.
That is a child friendly name.
Yeah. Family
something
friendly.
That me and my family can sit around the fire with Hint Water and
Hint Water, yeah.
Yeah, that's and really listen fun. To.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or something for the car ride to the beach. Beach.
That's right.
Beach. Yep.
So after that, we headed home. We were tired. Walking, we walked like probably like
walked
like 30 blocks at least.
Walked
that day.
30 blocks with no plan
and all the camera gear. So
we didn't
terrible.
Even go inside anywhere. We just walked.
We just walked. That's all we did.
Yep.
So we hopped on the train. Still have no idea what we're doing.
Oh, the train
the
back.
Train.
No idea what we were doing. We got on the wrong train.
We got on the wrong train. Because
no, actually, we didn't go on the wrong train. We didn't
get
off
at our connection. Yeah. Is what we kept going when we should have. But there's no, like, how do you find that information? That's what I still don't know. I mean, there's got to be a way. We're just ignorant. Like, how can you find out if your train has a connection train? The boards didn't say it, did they?
Well, the app's supposed to say it. Like,
the app is trash.
When you schedule your ride, it's supposed to say, or...
But it just says your starting destination, your end destination.
Yeah, or, like, when I used, when I went to the Bronx to watch a Yankees game, I just used Google Maps, and they have a subway. They
really?
Have a subway okay. thing, like how they have car and walking
oh,
and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just used that when I went to the Secaucus Junction, and it told me what to do.
Dang. Okay.
The whole time.
That's sick.
So I don't know why I didn't like take charge. I was just
you're an idiot.
Just sitting
no,
back and
next time we're taking a ferry.
Yeah.
Because that's literally the easiest thing to do.
Yes.
Or just even just a different closer train station. Like
or
even if
just
we got
drive
it on,
in.
Well, I mean we were trying to go into like Times Square. We can't
yeah,
I'm not trying to drive into
last Friday I drove in.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where'd you park?
In a parking garage.
Oh. That was probably expensive.
It was the, if all of us went, it'd be the same price. Actually, it'd be cheaper.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, with your car, probably, because you have
no.
like, technically a small car, don't you?
I didn't drive.
Oh, who drove?
I mean, it was just a regular sized car.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, maybe. I don't
but
know.
Yeah, we went like 4 streets away from Times Square, parked there, and for each of us, it cost $10. So.
How many were you?
Four.
Oh, well, that's cheap, because I remember when I went, it was like $90 to park in one of the parking garages. But we were in my dad's CRV, so maybe I think we had to pay a little bit more.
That's crazy.
But yeah. So, but either way,
yeah.
I'm actually going back to New York City tomorrow.
Oh, really?
For a small business expo convention. And that's so I can market myself and meet people. It's at, let me pull up my Eventbrite app. It is at the Jacob J. Javits Center. 34th
Never heard
Street.
Of her.
It's like a huge convention center. I don't really know how to get there.
You're going to take the ferry?
No, I'm going to take a...
Orange County train?
yeah, I'm going to take the train from Dover, Jersey.
Dover.
Apparently that's the easiest, and there's a big parking garage right
next to
it. I think
the easiest one is the Secaucus.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I'm trying to drive to Secaucus.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty far. It was only like the train from Secaucus to Penn was like what? 20 minutes? 15 minutes? Not even.
Yeah, like.
But I mean, obviously, it's like the closer you get to New York City, the cheaper and easier it is.
Yeah.
So it's all about whatever you want to do. So.
Whatever we want to do, man.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, we got back to Orange County. Walked a mile and a half back
that was
to
horrible.
The park.
That was a horrible experience.
No one stole anything. So.
Yeah, there were a bunch of suspicious characters in the park. That's all I'll say about that. But we were fine. We went to Wawa, got some gas, drove home, it was uneventful.
Siptopia, by the way, at Wawa.
Siptopia at Wawa,
yep.
Shout out.
Got
Siptopia.
My mango banana smoothie.
That's right.
And that...
Cleanses
hits,
the soul.
That hits good.
Yeah.
Hits the bag.
All right. Anyways, we also saw John Wick
oh.
recently. John Wick 3.
All right. Moving on to the next segment. Movie reviews.
Movie reviews.
With Tim and Kev.
That's right.
We saw John Wick.
We saw John Wick 3.
That movie was so good. The first 20 minutes.
Lots of fun.
He's just... it's just action, not like the whole movie's going blah blah blah. Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, boom, yeah, it's just the best cliche, you know? Action movie, like just done well. Keanu Reeves is such a good actor because he actually like has training. It's not just an act, like he knows what he's doing.
I thought about it, dude. He said nothing that whole movie.
He really like, didn't. There really wasn't dialogue.
The only stuff he really said was, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, at the end, he's just like, yeah. The guy,
it's like, you want revenge? He's like, yeah. And then it just, do-do-do-do-do, John Wick, whatever. So, yeah, it was just a lot of fun. It also reminded me why I hate going to the movie theater, because so many annoying people are just like laughing and talking.
I totally forgot, dude.
Like, there were these like two fat women sitting near like the closer part of the movie theater, and they were just laughing their heads off at like the
dude.
Like, I mean, it was pretty slapstick, you know, a lot of the action, but it really wasn't meant to be funny.
Yeah,
like, I mean, there was like a like subtle. Like comedic overtones,
like when they kept on throwing those knives at him.
Yeah, there was like a thing where they just kept throwing knives at each other, and that was pretty funny. But he was wearing like Kevlar. People were like hooping and hollering.
Yeah,
it was annoying. Like, I'm like, shut up. Like,
but oh my, the worst was that woman all the way in the front, and she would repeat what they were saying.
Oh, frick!
It's like, I'm sorry. It's like someone. Like, can someone not hear the movie?
Yeah, like translating.
Yeah.
Like, get out of the theater. And it, oh, man, yeah.
I was like, thank you. I didn't hear them say, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for repeating.
Like, it's one thing if like, there's a really funny scene and, like, it's just a laugh that lasts, like, 3 seconds. But these people are, like, hooping and hollering and, like, just losing their mind. I'm like, it is just John Wick. Like, it is not the funniest movie you've ever seen.
Like, no, that movie was comedy, man.
It was pretty good, but yeah.
Yep, I peed my pants laughing, man.
Okay. I can't say I did.
Hoopering and hoppering.
That's right. So yeah, if you haven't seen John Wick, go see that. Go see Avengers if you haven't seen that too.
I rate John Wick 8.3 out of 10.
Okay, that's fair.
What's your rate?
I'll give it 8.4.
Oh, say it to be better than
that? Yeah.
<It's...
laughs> Oh, man.
I changed my review to a 8.5. All right. I just forgot this one scene that made it really good. So.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the other one, too. I'll give it 8.6. Or an 8.55. All right, anyway, moving on.
man. Let's... So... We've gotten in some talk about our motto.
That's right.
By some people, don't vote.
Eat trash.
Sleep in, eat trash.
Live fast, get cash.
Get cash. And people are like, wow, like, you guys really believe in that? Like,
that is not a positive message.
Like, you're just bumming like that? No. It's retarded. It's funny. It makes no sense. It's an attention grabber.
But we do actually want you to eat trash.
And really don't vote.
Yeah, don't
vote. Don't ever vote. Actually.
Honestly?
Yeah, honestly.
Do all those
honestly,
things.
Honestly, we're serious about the motto.
We're pretty serious.
Yeah.
Get cash.
Sleep in. Don't. Sleep in. Yeah.
Seriously, sleep in. Like, there's a time to be productive, and that's never. That's never.
Yep. You know how they say the early bird gets the worm?
Well, the...
birds die.
All right. Well, the second worm gets and to live.
Worms can dig because they sleep in.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say.
There's like a rebuttal, or not a rebuttal.
I want more peanuts, by the way.
Good for you. I got some in my bag.
Oh, I'll finish your peanuts.
Gotta get that protein. Oh, it's the early bird gets the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. That's our motto, low-key. We are the second
I want to ask you something.
All right.
Speaking about mouses.
Mm-hmm.
If a mouse on little crutches came up to you and was like, can you be my friend?
I'd probably kick it.
Would you? Oh. Anyways, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Yeah. What would you do?
I'd say, sure, man. Let's hang out.
All right.
And get this bread.
Yeah. You know? Live fast. Eat trash. I'd go tell it to eat trash. And you'd probably be like, thank you.
Yeah.
I will. And his life would improve.
Fine dining.
He wouldn't vote. He'd live fast.
The Black Plague would come back?
Yeah. Oh, I actually saw a bubonic plague in the news that it's been found in L.A. or something like that.
Oh, dude.
At like Skid Row, they found bubonic plague.
I read this article, and it was about like disease and the weather and whatever. And apparently, there's like areas where this disease is still present, like in Antarctica, because...
Oh, yeah, it freezes over.
Yeah, it freezes, so it's in the glaciers or whatever.
Well, it's in the animals that died with it.
Yeah, so there's, like, these diseases from, like, before our time, you know, that we've never experienced.
From 30 years ago.
Yeah, from 30 years ago.
No, I mean, well, people were like, the bubonic plague, we're all gonna die. I'm like, the bubonic plague has technically never, like, ceased to exist. It has always been around, but has been, like, more or less controlled. So that's why, I mean, people are freaking out, but it's just like, it's always been around. It's never, like, been eradicated.
Yeah, it's in the glaciers, man. Like, it's in the deer. There's a disease that probably gives you 4 nipples.
I don't know about that.
And it's incurable, and we've never experienced it yet, and I'm preparing myself for it.
Tim, don't justify your weirdness just because you have 4 nipples.
All right. I'd like to announce on the Taint Is My Meat podcast that... I have 4 nipples.
No, he doesn't.
And I'm proud.
He's not. He doesn't. All right, moving on.
I was born this way.
No, don't justify it. What else?
Kevin got his Xbox set up.
Yeah, I got a power cable. We out here having fun. Got my Xbox
set up. So he can sleep in more and...
Yeah, so I can be more lazy and not work. Great.
Yeah, working is a government lie.
Yeah, working is for
you know why they want you to work?
Non-godly people.
So you can get money,
pay taxes
and
vote.
Yep.
And create and trash.
Yep.
And eat it.
Yep.
Or not eat it. But we're telling you to eat
it. So what we're telling you is if you have a job, just quit.
Anarchy.
Just quit.
Yeah, quit. You'll get money, dude. Unemployment.
That's still by the government, dude.
Oh.
The government
Well, is lying. We let the people who work and who don't listen to this podcast...
You know what you do?
Supply us.
You quit your job. You go to the Dollar General. You buy a poster board. And you write on it... F the system.
Yeah.
And then you go to D.C., and you walk around for like an hour or something, then you go home.
Somebody will give you money, probably.
Then boom.
You hear about that guy that lit himself on fire outside the White House and died? That's the move right there.
Honestly, same.
Yeah. I feel that on a spiritual level.
Yeah, that hit. Oh, that puts me in my bag, bro.
Trump is gonna resign now. What else was there on the news lately? Abortion is going down. That's great.
Yep.
A lot of states are passing good quality bills to prevent people who are just stupid all around to stop killing children, which is great.
I know. That's great. But I saw... So there's this thing in... Except for Illinois. I think it's Illinois.
Yeah, screw Illinois.
Yeah, did you hear about
that?
They're
reversing the whole bill against late-term abortion and making it legal.
Yeah, so they have this thing where doctors, you're literally giving birth.
Literally God's now. I mean, they're baby, literally legalizing what
like, God's the baby's now head is coming out and whatever, and you put a needle in its head and suck the brains out and you kill it like that.
Yeah.
Like, why?
There's nothing more evil than that.
Like, what kind of people would just wait to give birth and just kill the baby that way, you know? Like...
Well, I think it's for when... I mean, like, you don't... I mean, you don't, like... I feel like there's not many women who, like, get pregnant and, like... Like, you know what, I'm going to get a late-term abortion, and they wait 6 months and do it, or 7 months, whatever.
Why would you,
I think it's like a last-minute decision, but like, I can't do that. I'm like, you went through all that.
You're literally giving birth to kill it. Like, that's...
Yeah.
That's literally straight up murder. Like, there's.
I just don't get, like, if it's come to that point in time, like, you why can't don't you give do it that. Up for adoption?
Yeah. You can't just, like, kill it like that.
Yes, like, okay. Like, that is birth, insane. Not that I'm saying I can relate, obviously, but yeah, I know giving birth is painful.
Yeah, and so is getting kicked in the balls.
And
so.
It scares a lot of women. I get, I understand that you're afraid, but that's still no justification for murdering a child, let alone in that kind of a way.
Like, yeah, that is just not right.
And so, as far as the whole argument for,
and now there's all these, like, people, they're like, oh, we're taking our business out of Georgia, blah, blah, blah. Like, Disney and Marvel, they're like, we're not making any more movies over there. It's like, okay.
I mean, good for you, I guess. Like, nice. Whatever. Like, you can try to take the film industry out of Atlanta, but...
Guess you're what? You're gonna go back, so...
Good for you. People, like, at the end of the day, people don't care. Like,
let's make a statement so people can like us and get more money.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, abortion is just, like, that's all that's on my Facebook now, is abortion stuff.
Yeah, and see, like, I'm like, all right, it's been 2 weeks, guys. It's
really depressing.
Just focus on memes again.
Yeah, I mean, most of my stuff is, like, my friends who are pro-life, so it's, you know.
Yeah.
But there was this really solid, like... thing that I saw, like, just like a one sentence, well, not one sentence, like two, three sentence thing about that just like kind of destroys the whole pro-choice argument. I can't remember for the life of me what it was, but it was so great. And there's other stuff too. It was like one guy,
like Ben Shapiro, dude, he says some,
he's great, but he's just so angry. He just gets so mad.
Yeah.
And it really defeats a lot of his arguments just because he's so angry. Like that one time he was on that show, he's just like, I can't continue to talk with you. Because you're just so ignorant, and then he just, like, walked off the show.
That's
like,
that's literally being ignorant.
It's like, just, like, why? Like, what are you proving? You're proving that you're just a child. Like, it's so inappropriate. And he's just gotten worse and worse. He used to be better, but now he's just... I mean, I probably would be upset, too, if I had to deal with these kind of idiots on a daily basis, but... Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there was this one thing I saw on Facebook. It was, like, a pro-choice person, and he was like, you know... if you pull a seed out of the ground, you're not cutting down a tree or something like that. And I'm like, I get where you could be heading with that, but it's not that we're saying like you're killing an adult person. Saying it's about the potential of life, and like,
yeah,
it is still life, and that's what it's all about. It's not, you know, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, you know, a conceived child or like a, you know, conceived embryo or whatever versus like a 50-year-old man. Murder is murder, and it's still wrong. It doesn't matter what age it is. And people are like, this is it, you know, like, this is the argument. I'm like, you're just stupid. But there's so many just pointless fighting back and forth, just people shouting at each other. Neither party is going to change their mind.
Yeah.
The battle is in legislation. The battle is not in Facebook arguments. So if you're one of those people, just kindly stop, like, because you're really not helping anyone. Like, continue to spread positivity, but don't, like, feel the need to engage in online commenting wars, because it just does nothing.
Yeah.
It literally just makes you look stupid.
They just go online and look for stuff to complain about.
Exactly. You know? Like, you're not intelligent, like, to battle everyone. Even if you're right, you still are just, you know, you don't know everything.
Like, what's the point in starting drama?
No, especially on the internet. It's one thing if you're doing it face-to-face with someone, but the fact that, you know, people feel the need to be in these commenting wars, it's just like, you know...
Because, like, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. Just leave it like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, not to use that as justification for being wrong, but it's just like, it's pointless. Like, when you're behind the safety of your computer screen, you know, you can Google a response, you can research an answer.
Yeah.
Like, I would respect you a lot more if you can debate someone in person and, you know, come out on top, you know? But just shouting at someone with a one-sentence comeback on a comment, like, it's just pointless. You just look like an idiot. But you know, don't let people just run rampant and be stupid. Just, you know, like, you know, it's all about what the appropriate response is for the given circumstance.
Amen.
Common sense.
So, rant over.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Rant over. Let's
rant over.
Let's, on the broader note, I beat Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay, that's fun.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Arthur died.
Arthur. Rip Arthur.
Yeah, rip Arthur, everyone.
Don't know who that is.
He was the main character.
Main character.
They were playing a cowboy song at the end, and he died, and it put me in my bag, so.
All right.
Great game.
I am really excited for Call of Duty Modern Warfare remastered.
It's not a remaster.
It's not? What is it? It's just a whole new game?
It's a remake. They're like, yeah, it's a remake.
Well, isn't it the same story and everything? So wouldn't it be remastered?
No.
Technically? Or no?
They're like taking the same characters but creating a different story.
Well, what was the whole thing about the whole no Russian?
Okay, so this thing.
That's the same
mission. So in Modern Warfare 2, it's a different thing. But in Modern Warfare 2, there's this mission called No Russian. Like,
probably
I didn't even realize how bad this was when I was a kid.
It's the most controversial
thing
in a video game, in an action, like, gun shooting video game.
Yeah, these Russians, you go into an airport and literally shoot everyone.
Are you an undercover person, or are you one of the actual
Well, you play as an undercover person who's actually with the Russians.
Yeah, and
Russians know that you're undercover.
Yeah.
But, like, you literally go in and you start shooting everyone.
You just gun down civilians. That's all the mission is.
Like...
And you, like, you have to do it. You know, you're playing if you
well,
don't...
Well, that's a mission you can skip. It gives you the option.
Yeah, oh, okay.
But, like, I didn't realize how bad that was as a kid. I was like,
I actually never played
just
it.
Just another mission to do.
Yeah.
Hoo-yah, Sergeant. And, yeah, now that I realize that, that's
really one of the things that sparked the whole, like, video games make serial killers kind of argument. And I'm like...
Mm. No mental health.
I mean, I could see it, but there's a whole lot more issues than just violent video games.
Yeah, anyway. It's not. It doesn't contribute, like, at all. Yeah. But anyways, so what they're saying is in this Modern Warfare remake that there's this mission, I guess, that makes No Russian looks like a child's mission. Like, it gets more hardcore.
Or it makes, like, it makes it look like a real thing. Like, a real movie. Or something, you said. Makes it look like an animated film. Or something.
Yeah, it makes it look like just some kid stuff, you know? So, that's pretty crazy. Because No Russian, you only go on an airport and kill everyone. So, I don't know how they can up that.
Yeah.
You know?
That plus Grand Theft Auto 6. Apparently is being made, which is cool. I love the Grand Theft Auto series.
I
don't like it.
They'll probably show a trailer at E3.
Yeah, probably.
That's this weekend.
So yeah,
not as sick.
That's cool. What kind of movies are coming out? I saw. It's like Ford versus Ferrari or something
with Matt Damon and Christian Bale.
That looks amazing.
Yeah, I want to see that.
I know I'm a car guy, so that's why I want to see it, but like also with the famous actors. Like,
yeah,
it looks
they look dope in that movie.
They're like crashing like Ford GTs and like
That's going to be sick.
Ferraris and stuff
When's
like that.
When's that come out?
Soon, probably.
I mean,
sometime this year.
Here, look it up on the computer real quick. Today I'm going to see Ma. You ever,
Who?
Ma.
Ma?
Yeah. You know that...
Oh, November 15th is when...
Oh, wow, that's a long time away.
Birthday, but, yeah.
Is that the day of your birthday?
19th.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, we'll see it on my birthday if you want. Anyway, well, I'll probably be in Virginia.
We can Skype or something and watch it.
Yeah. Point your phone at the screen.
Yeah,
you see
like
it?
I can see it, Kev. I can see it.
Live stream of the movie. Anyway, what are you talking about?
There's this movie Ma. It's about this like black lady who invites kids to party in her basement, and she turns out super crazy. And
it sounds pretty crazy.
I guess she kills kids because they don't want to hang out with her or something. I don't know.
But they do in her basement.
Yeah,
that's fun. Family friendly, probably.
Family friendly, rated R, so that means PG. So take
your kid.
You can't
get in.
What?
You can't get in?
I can't get in because I'm not 17.
Yeah, okay.
I'm 20, so only 17-year-olds can watch rated R movies,
yeah.
From my understanding.
It's cool. I mean, everybody should be able to.
Yeah, it's just another thing that the government
censorship,
is,
man.
You know?
It's censorship. They can't do that.
Yeah.
This is America.
This is a free world.
Yeah.
If a two-year-old wants to go watch American Sniper,
you let him.
Then you let him, you know? I mean, that's his choice.
He's going to fight. Yeah, it's his choice. It's in the Constitution. You can choose what you want to do.
We all have our own rights.
That's right.
And voting is a right that we should not uphold.
Yeah, don't vote. Eat trash.
Yep. No,
sleep just, in. Get cash. Yep. Live fast.
If there's one thing we want you to take away from our podcast is that we are trash human beings.
Yeah.
We are bums.
We are complete bums.
We are the face. Oh my gosh, dude. Well, what the heck is this?
That's a scratch.
You see that?
I do. They don't see that. They're listening.
Oh. Can we make like some audio thing where they
we
can
send them postcode. We could take a picture and send it to them if they want. So email us at the Tainted Meat Experience if you want a photo of Timothy.
What I'm trying to say is there's this weird bubbly cut on my hand that I just found.
All right. Anyway, so we're going to wrap it up there for today.
Yeah.
Don't ever forget to, what is it? Live fast. No. What does it start with?
Honestly, just remember your meat is tainted, and it's an experience. And Jesus is someone you should love and go to church on Sundays and read your Bible, and we love you. And
I'm your host, Kevin.
I'm your host, Tim.
And this is the Tainted Meat Experience.
Taint your meat. Paint your meat.
What?
Bye.